Ronnie. Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hello, hello.
Andrew.
Hello.
John, is it okay to ask a question?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
John, like, so are mentioning that I is harmless, and so I doesn't know itself, correct?
Correct.
Then, so if one, who is the one realizes that I am that I? Because that I, whatever you are pointing, so it is beyond, you know, memory, so beyond thought. So the realization, whatever the realization we talk, it should be with respect to the memory or knowledge. So who is the one realize or who is the one understand that?
Nobody. I mean, see, we're diving back into the body-based experience again. So we're talking about realizing, meaning I am not body, I was not body, I'm not going to remain the body. But the truth is, you're not a body. So this concept that was added on to you is incorrect. And all of this body-based experience is because of belief in being a body. There's nothing. There is no you as something separate or of something that you can say what's realizing or anything like this. It's the consciousness. Basically, you're unwinding yourself. All these illusory layers are only because you believe yourself to be a body in a world. You didn't know your existence. Suddenly this knowledge of existence occurs, and at the same time a dream world is projected. But it's not true. It's just like the deer in the mirage. And the deer is not getting thirsty in the mirage. It sticks its nose in the sand and realizes there's no water. You kind of using this body form, you can use the, because your subtle presence that cannot be felt unless it manifests in a body form, you can feel that subtle presence. Is that me that's doing the squawking? Am I squawking? Do I need to adjust?
I hear a bunch of squawking.
Oh, okay. All right. I just heard a bunch of squawking. So, but yeah, this is, it's nothing. See, we keep trying to say, okay, from this point of me, I'm erasing me, but this me is not true. So this me that I'm erasing is nothing, is not. And all of this came about because of the wrong idea of I am a body in a world. So I go on this spiritual journey where in reality, like Maharaj says, you know yourself in a real sense. The formlessness, the space in the room has no idea until it clicks with a body. And then you can feel this subtle sense of presence using the concept of duality so that you can say, oh, I exist. As soon as the I exist happens, the concept of duality creates the illusion of experience. But there's no experience, no experiencer. It's not that you as something specific are suddenly realizing. No, it's this, you're the presence, the formless presence that you can know yourself in a real sense as the subtle sense of presence using the body form. You, the formless absolute everything, through the manifestation, manifest as a subtle sense of presence. And then this mind that you believe yourself to be will subtly sense this sense of presence, and the illusory layers will be dropped off. Oh, so that I am that. But this I am that, the one that says I am that doesn't need to know I am that, nor was it ever anything other than its own self. It's just the feeling of existence created the illusion of duality and this sense of me in this world. None of this is true.
Can we say like this? So the dream character realizes that it is a dream. Like, you know, the Rami means the culture, you know, where he brought up. The culture he identifies himself with. The country he identifies himself with. The books he read. The, you know, age, you know, the body age he identifies himself as. All these things starts realizing that none of that is I, correct?
Correct. And then this, and then you, in living in this way, you know, like, see, because mind won't impress. If you go throughout the day and nothing is impressing you because you don't want anything different, you're not trying to change anything because there's no sense of you. So you're literally in the non-dual state because you're not creating any experiences of what's going on. You're remaining with the sense of presence or remaining with the I am as just, okay, it's a subtle sense of presence. And we talked about before, you can say, Master said the world is illusion. Somebody pushes in front of you. Oh, Master says world is illusion. I'm not going to lose myself and get upset. And because see, then I'm impressing the illusion as something that's real by accepting thoughts about something that are happening to me. But if I just remain in my non-dual state, then there's no thinking, nothing to think about. I don't have the body pressure and just scenes are coming and going, but there's no timeline. There's no storyline and there's no me wanting something different. It's just okay. And you're tested probably throughout your entire day because the entire world is projected on your spontaneous presence. You're constantly interacting with yourself through these other forms in a way that kind of, you're either going to remain with yourself or you're going to give yourself away. You're either going to impress the reality or impress the illusion. And you impress the illusion through thoughts about something that is not happening that you're saying is happening to this illusory entity that you believe yourself to be because there's a belief in being a body. But if you just remain as the presence moving about in presence, everyone is my own self because there's not a me here, then there's no experience, no experiencer. You're in the non-dual state. Sahaja Samadhi, I guess you could call, because there's nothing, and you just remain non-dual. And yet somebody comes and starts speaking, but there's not a concept that I'm speaking to someone because there's no body impressions here. There's just speaking and listening, and that's it. You're not trying to wrest anything out of the illusion anymore because like the deer, you stuck your nose and you know it's sand. I will never quench my thirst in this sand. I will never, even though my mind may impress desires and make me go and seek something, I will never gain anything from the illusion. I will only lose myself. And the more I try to follow this train of thought that something can be caught in the illusion or something can be obtained in the illusion, the more I will get lost believing that the illusion is true. And then I'll go back to imagining that I could quench my thirst in that sand because I forget that it's just sand. I start to see, maybe I see another mirage. I say, oh, this one will quench my thirst. And then I might even go back to that one. There was just sand before, but the mind says, oh, but there's water there now. Go try again. And see, this is like the illusion continuously. Like Maharaj says, you fall back into the illusory ditch. The illusory ditch is, I believe that the illusion is true and that there's something to be had from it, which just means that there's someone here that's believing this. I'm taking form as something that can somehow get other things. It's not true, but if I allow this impression to impress, then I lose myself in the illusion. Otherwise, I'm in my non-dual state. The non-dual is just like, there's nothing. Like, you're on the train, you're reading, then the train door opens, you get out and you start walking. If somebody walks faster than you, and the mind impresses, oh, I want to get in front of this person. This is illusion trying to sneak back in the back door. Like Maharaj says, biting you from the back. So no, okay, this person wants to go. It's all illusion. Who cares whether I miss the train or get the train or whatever? I'm not concerned because I'm just here. I'm just walking and walking. I don't have to walk faster than someone else or make sure that I catch the next train because it's all illusion. I just remain in my self, non-dual because I'm not allowing any impression of mind to come in and try to tell me that something in the illusion is true. There's a lot of squawking. I can barely, I wonder if it's me. Now I stopped talking. Now I'm starting talking. It's got to be me.
It's a light background squawking, but I can hear you perfectly well.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just like when I talk, it's like squawk, 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 squawk.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a duck in your kitchen.
Yeah, evidently. I'm looking for him.
sorry to ask too many questions, but
no, it's absolutely good. That's why we're here.
Yeah, the recent understanding is, it's better to clear whatever the doubts come.
Yes.
So that's why I need to ask. So is the state you are talking, does it depend on the memory? Should one have the very good memory to understand whatever you are speaking?
There's no memory because there's nothing there. There's no faculty using mind other than maybe, the train doors are opening. Mind says get up and walk to the doors or whatever. But it's no memory. There's no anything because there's no you there. You're truly in your non-dual state when you're not accepting thoughts and impressing the illusion as reality. When you start exchanging illusory somethings, then your mind starts to really believe this and starts to impress you that this is really real. This is something that's very important, but nothing's actually important other than your unselfless self. And you come to the stage of just, I'm with myself. Nothing in this illusory world has any interest to me. And like I gave the example, somebody starts to walk faster. The natural reaction is mind says, I want to go in front of this person. He's going faster than me. But no, the entire world's illusion. So allow everybody to just do as they wish. They're your own selfless self anyway. And mostly they're just trying to impress in you the reality so that you don't fall back into the illusion.
Sir, in the instance, thing happen is because... Our evolutionary psychology says the one whoever runs faster, he gets the prey first.
Mm-hmm.
So similarly, the one who walks the faster and the one who is ahead of us, he would be, going to have some advantage. So that one kicks in. Whenever we are going on the road, that makes us to rush and try to, chase them. But should one understand all this thing depthly to come out of that... that pressure of, that somebody is crossing us, So there is a belief that, I am the body, that idea is operating, but it's so subconscious that one is not. What one doesn't all these facts evolutionary psychology says that, one has to be first. All those things.
Correct.
They're impressed. Not understand or not.
They're impressed from very small age. You're told, be number one, be first, all this kind of stuff. And because you believe you're somebody and there's other somebodies, there's competition. Once you know that the other somebodies are your own self and the whole competition is to remain with yourself and not play with the illusion, then you've actually won the game. You see, because you're not chasing after all the illusory players, you're with yourself and you understand these illusory objects in this illusion are there to distract me from the reality. But I'm not distracted from the reality. I remain with my selfless self. The illusion can play and do as it wishes, and it appears and disappears. And because you're never going to be first, think about all the times you're in the traffic and somebody pulls out and then you get in front of him. But then there's always somebody else who's going to pull out and then you have to be in front of him. So you ruin your entire driving because you're always trying to be first and you never can be first. So you're chasing your illusory tail rather than just relax. Car is coming and going. It's illusory world. Why am I going to give myself away and feel this pressure of mind? And then even worse, maybe get all agitated because this illusion. I don't care if all of the traffic comes in front of me. Okay. What do I have to lose? Nothing. It's illusion. The only thing I have to lose is my peace. I will disturb my peace that I naturally am when I create, and I am somebody else that has to do better than somebody else that's actually my own self. Think of how silly that is. All these people I'm competing against are illusory entities. That's my own selfless self, and it's all my own dream, but I create this illusion of separation through I am this. No, I am everything and everyone. My presence is in every being. What being is more important or less important than this being? Nothing. It's one being. Only through the illusion of separation because of this body. And Maharaj uses the example of the ashram and the toilet. The ashram and toilet skies are, they fall, and sky is sky. So this body falls, the other body falls, and it's just presence. That's why very easily, if you're ever in like a business meeting or something and somebody's blah, 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 just think to yourself, like Maharaj says, if I remove the presence from that body, it's just a lump of goo. If I remove the presence from this body, it's just a lump of goo. It's the presence arguing with its own self in two separate body forms because it believes in the illusion of separation. Okay, I don't believe in the illusion of separation. I remain with my formless presence. Allow the little entities to do as they wish.
Okay. Now, like, not now, like, as we have been listening to you, it's evident that whatever the self I assumed myself to be, that's not me. But still, you know,
the thought that I am is not you. The thought I am creates duality. You are, but you don't have to say or think you are. You are. Okay, once you think about your own existence, then it creates the illusion of duality because I exist. I have to exist as something knowing this existence. But don't create this illusion of duality because you just are. But you don't have to say you are. You don't have to say. That's why Maharaj says all the time, don't say I am Brahman. Because you are Brahman. There's no need to say I am Brahman. As soon as you say I am Brahman, it's like the person who says, you know, I am a man. I'm a man. If I have to keep telling you I'm a man, there could be a situation, a problem, you know? So if I have to keep saying I am Brahman, then there's I'm trying to convince myself. But the truth is, I am Brahman. Nobody needs to know this because I understand that Brahman is everything. So why say I am Brahman? And for whose benefit? Only if I believe there's an illusory entity out there that's somehow separate from me, that I'm taking a benefit by saying, oh, I am a very spiritual man. But I am a very spiritual man, you just keep quiet. You don't have, who's the audience?
None.
Exactly. It's only the mind and the illusory, the mind flow caught up in the illusion that says, I'm speaking to these people, or I'm doing this, or look how good I am, or look how bad I am. This is other more terrible things. It's the illusion. I'm formless. I'm the formlessness in everything. So there's not one thing that's better than another thing, because it's all the beingness that is creating the illusion and the experience of experiencing. But there's no experience, no experiencer, because the formlessness has never experienced anything. The space in this room has never experienced anything inside this space, nor does it know it's in this room. You know, when they hit in this particular house, maybe like in 1940, they decided they're going to put a building here. But the space didn't say, uh-oh, I'm going to be confined to the kitchen. You know, they're building this building, putting these walls. Oh, I feel trapped. No, the space, it doesn't know it's in this room.
Does the space know it's present?
The space is like sky. It's everywhere. It's everything. It doesn't have to, there's no knowingness. There's no nothing. There's no separation. There's no, yeah, no.
It's dead.
As soon as you say, I exist, You're creating duality. I exist. But you exist, you don't need to say you exist. You don't have to think about your existence, how this existence is. No, there's existence, this subtle I without anything, I without forming the concept that I'm existing as this I or what this I is. Just subtle I.
It's just presence, right?
Yes, just presence. And once you know yourself in a real sense, then you know this can only be this presence. And the entire world appears on this spontaneous presence. That means this spontaneous presence is in all these body forms and animating all of this stuff. But I'm formless, so I never actually enter to this body-created world. You're formless.
Then the only problem is separation. Separation in the sense conditioning.
The illusion of separation is brought about by I am a body or I am something. I exist. And the illusion of separation, now that you're in this body-based world, you know yourself in a real sense. You say, okay, subtle presence, I exist. I don't have to think about my existence, but my existence is there. The unmanifest manifests in the consciousness through body form as a subtle sense of presence. I am. Now, everything after that I am is illusion, because even this subtle sense of existence has appeared and will also disappear. When this body falls, you'll no longer know yourself. And yet, the presence that's holding the body, how can it change? How can it die or be born or leave or move or do? It's not at all. You can't.
But, you know, like when some urge come to pursue some pleasure, it could be eating food or any other pleasure. And in that moment, that urge is so strong. Like it feels like it's so real. Like, you know, some suffering comes in the office. At least as a person,
don't say as a person, as a formlessness using this body form, and this body is full of sensation. It has the ability to do tactile senses, taste senses, smell senses, hearing. That's just the instrument of the body that's producing these sensations that the formlessness that you are is taking as this is happening to me because I'm identified with a body. In reality, this is just the instrument that's being used by the formlessness. The senses are picking up whatever they're picking up. And yes, one good way to do this, I think Siddhameshwar Maharaj says, when I'm eating, God's eating. God's eating using this body. There's no John that's eating. John is an illusory something. God is eating using this body form. Formless presence is eating using this body form. And you dedicate everything. That's why they talk about, you know, this meal. It's not myself that's eating. There's actually a famous story about a lady who is cleaning the house of these Brahmin people. And they tell her, okay, here's the banana to leave out for the goddess or whomever, you know. And she eats the banana. And then the people, they come back and they say, oh, where's the banana we left out? We told you to leave out. She said, he ate it? And then the husband is like, this is very great. She's been listening to us. She very much understands that Lord Shiva has eaten this banana using this mouth.
No, like as it has been trying to ask, so you're pointing that if the suffering comes, then should there be an assumption that, you know, the presence is experiencing this? Then isn't it a prejudice?
Well, first off, suffering is a mind-created thing. Pain is like, you know, you can smash your hand and say, ow, that really hurt. Or even, let's say, girlfriend says or wife says, I'm done with you, I'm out. Okay, this is a little bit pain, but suffering is continuing to mentate about it. Think about what could have been, all this kind of stuff. That's the mental process. But if you're not, if you know, oh, it's absolutely illusion. Okay, this is what it is. Now, that's a little bit different, you know, because wife leaving is probably not just, oh, it's illusion, bye-bye, you know. But you just know, you can see, I'm not going to suffer about this thing that's happening because, no, tire wounds is illusion. Just breathe, mantra. This would probably be a time where you'd have to really mantra. That's kind of an extreme thing, or a loss of job. You say, oh, you know. These are the extremes, but the extremes are doorways to your own selfless self. You can either get lost in the illusion and, quote, create a sufferer, suffering, or you can remain with your selfless self, and it goes by very quickly because there's no you in this moment trying to create anything, trying to do anything separate from what is actually here. You're one with your selfless self. You're one with reality.
So, like, all the bhagavad or all the experience are due to the wrong belief of I.
Yes.
So that if I am asking more questions, means still, you know, there is not conviction that so I am that, or, you know, are taking myself as so and so. But how can, like, you know, do one have to see every, you know, belief of oneself, like every belief, like, you know, as a person, different experiences we undergo, and biologically also we inherit many things, our intuitions, many things. Should there be understanding, like should one see all of these things as, you know, whatever the known, unknown beliefs getting operating in day-to-day life, you know? Should all these things should be realized.
The conviction is so that I am that. This formless sense of presence. Just identify with this. This formless sense of presence isn't gaining or losing anything by any of the experiences that appear to be happening. And you know by the formless sense of presence that's holding the body, you're the formless holder of the body. You're not the body. The things that the body's going through, okay, it's going through. Like Maharaj says, the five elemental body has a lot of things going through. It can have things going wrong with it. It can have all kinds of impressions. We see the weather is a very good example. The weather can be very sunny, and then it can be very rainy and windy. So it's constantly changing. This five elemental atmosphere is constantly changing. You are not changing. And another good way, like Sri Siddhamashra Maharaj talks about making everybody else happy is a very good way. If you start to see that, okay, the entire world is illusion and all of this is my worship of my own selfless self by making others happy, then you'll think less about yourself and be more outgoing and having these things flowing, and you'll be worshiping your own selfless self through the illusion to these illusory entities that are your own selfless self. So you won't get caught up in suffering. You won't get caught up in trying to grab something from the illusion. You'll just be like, okay, everything is just as it is. Because you're formless. This entire form-based experience is because of belief in being a body, which you are not. Maharaj says, you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body. Body is not your identity. So, the formlessness that you are believed itself to be a body, created the illusion of experience through the concept of duality, and suddenly said, I need to get back to my oneness. But it's all formlessness. You didn't even know your existence until the illusion of duality created this experiencing, this body-based existence. Wow, I can hardly, every time I'm talking, it's just like, wah, 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 wah. Anyway, I might have to get like a better headphones or something. I don't know.
It stopped right now because I muted Trish. And now it's quiet.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
I don't know where the sound is coming from. But I'm encouraging people to figure out if I mute somebody and it stops, then I realize it must be them. But we don't know why, because it's nothing obvious that anybody's doing.
Sounds okay now.
Yeah, that's right. I'm mute. I don't know. I mean, there's background stuff that you're not always aware of.
Oh, it came right back. That was crazy. It cut off all of a sudden. Now it's back again.
Yeah, I mean, it might not be exactly from you. So as, you know, Kathleen pointing out, one of us, you know, if we are in wrong place or sometimes, you know, the echo comes.
Okay. The problem is echo. Did your connection also cut off just now, or was that only mine?
I don't think anybody else cut off. I didn't.
Yeah, I cut off and then boom, came back on.
Well, it must be just the internet. You know, sometimes the internet connection isn't very strong.
Right. Huh. Well, actually, the little barking, it seems to be not there anymore, so that's good. Because I was like talking, and then I heard the talking, and then there was like an echo of the talking, and then that noise created another echo, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but you're not hearing it now, are you?
No.
Sounds good.
Okay. John's.
Now I hear like, I don't know, like we're on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, listening to you all like. Yeah, something's crazy. I hope it's not my machine. Maybe it is. I don't know.
It's very pleasant, no? that's the problem with mine. So, okay. This, you know, unpleasant. This pleasantness, unpleasantness is belong to none. None.
Yeah, pleasantness, unpleasantness is just mind. And like Maharaj says, the things that make you happy or cause you pain, you know, that's how you say pleasure or pain. Okay, I don't like pain, so I move away from that. But there has to be a you there. You're not there. You're not as you appear to be. All these appearances that are appearing are not yourself. Just as when you go to sleep and you see a dream, and maybe you're seeing the dream that somebody is dying. Very sad. You're very sad in the dream. Your friend is dying, this and that. And then you wake up and it's not true. You see your friend the next day, they're fine. But in the dream, they were dying. In the dream, you felt the passion, the emotional kind of pain of your friend dying, but it wasn't true. You don't know it's not true until you wake up. Well, once you know yourself in a real sense, and the sense of presence is so, like the only reason you use this body form is to dip your cup into the nectar of immortality and sip and enjoy selfless self-intoxication. And that's the only reason the body is here. And then go about and do your job, do your duties, these various things. But nothing impresses you. Somebody, like we said, somebody tries to push in front. Okay, go enjoy. Have a good time. Or maybe just for fun, you say, ha, 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 I'm going to jump in front of you a little bit. But it's a game. It's not serious. It's not like this person, I must beat them. No, it's just, it is what it is. This little scene that's happening. No big deal. And every question is just a doubt about your formlessness because you're starting to believe yourself to be a form. in the formlessness, you can't ask questions about the formlessness because there's nothing to ask. Like you say, how is this formlessness after this body falls? Well, it's formless. The body is occurring within the formlessness. So whether the body's there or not, the formlessness is. And then you say, okay, is the formlessness realizing itself as formless using body form? Well, but all this body-based existence is absolutely illusion because you're formless. So there's nothing. There's no, and yet this is the key. Because you say there's nothing, and then somebody says, oh, then this life, blah, blah. No, knock, knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. But somebody had to be there to say, nobody's there. You, that did not know you existed, suddenly know I exist. You exist, but just not as you appear to be. You exist prior to every experience you are. The experience of existence that created the illusion of duality and this form-based body knowledge, body relations and all that is absolutely untrue. When this body falls, the formlessness that you are that took possession of the body and moves all these other bodies and creates this whole dream existence doesn't go anywhere. You will stop experiencing, but all your experiences are illusion. So it's like you wake up, basically. If you're sleeping at night, you're experiencing. You're having experiences. You're seeing things. You're having memory. You're having a little dream body, maybe, with little dream friends. You wake up, it's all gone. You cease experiencing in that dream existence. Maybe you even dream you're a rabbit. And when you wake up, that dream is you're no longer experiencing as a rabbit. Well, you're the formless consciousness in the dream that's projecting the dream, populating the dream. The sun, the moon, the lights, the river, everything, all the people, everything that's going on. And it's the same here. When you believe yourself, you know you exist and you look and say, oh, I exist as this. The first time ever you knew you existed was with a form. That's why the example of the ants is very good. The ants, the consciousness or the formlessness, the selfless self, realizes I exist in the form of an ant. You go to pour water on the ant. The selfless self in that ant runs because it's afraid. I know I exist as this body. I need to protect this body to protect my existence. But this is not true. You exist whether this body is here or not. When the formlessness in the ant, when the ant body can no longer sustain the formlessness very much is, it's just no longer experiencing itself as an ant. And you will no longer be experiencing yourself as a body in a world, but that experiencer is still there. There just won't be any experience. That's the absolute peace. And that's why when you can constantly just remain with presence, nothing but presence, and then even that is going to kind of, you're going to be one with this presence. So the sense of presence will sort of disappear. And you're just in that. In that unmanifest, that emptiness before any stirring occurs, and that's it. Then you're just, you know, you don't know. There's nothing to know. There's no faculty. There is the potentiality of knowing, because the knowingness, once the sense of existence happens, this knowingness is kind of birthed. There's a potentiality for knowing, but nothing to know. Nothing other to know. No duality. There's no duality. The concept of duality can create the illusion of experience when you believe yourself to be a body in a world. It's like you have to identify with the body in order to have experiences. Otherwise, you would just be formless. And now that you are not imagining, or, you know, okay, I'm not formless, I'm this body. Now that I believe that I'm this body, I identify with a body, I can then have a life, I can then have children, I can have a job. But as the formlessness, you're not going to have any of those experiences because there's nothing except yourself, the self. But that's the truth always. Like Maharaj has said, you're formless prior to beingness, you're formless after the attachment of the body, and you're formless after the body is no more longer able to sustain you. You don't change because you're formless. The formlessness can't change. You know yourself as a manifestation of a sense of presence. And that's really all you have to know. Throw away all the books. See, the books are good because they tell you, oh yeah, you're formless. And then now you have to discover for yourself. And once you sit there and you know, you just feel this through meditation, you should be able to, and mantra, you're erasing the illusory layers. So the presence is reflecting in a clear mind that's like a mirror, like putting a magnifying glass on an ant and it burns. That reflection and the projection is recognition in the projection, the reflection in an empty mind. That's it. It's like you just pay attention. You know, okay, the sense of presence I am. I am the knower of the sense of presence. I know the sense of presence using the body. The presence is there, but it can only be sensed through the illusion of duality created by this body form within the bubble of illusion. And now I just want to remain there. And when the mind presents thoughts about this person, how can this person be someone separate? I just remain with myself, the self. It kills that whole idea because how? Like, it doesn't make sense. It literally, you would not be able to, it'll be like gibberish. You know, a black and white TV is presenting ideas to you and you're seeing the world in color. It's obvious. I'm formless. This is illusion because it's form. And the forms that I believe that in this occurrence is happening is in the formlessness that I am. There's nothing other than this formlessness. So how can I? You won't.
See.
And then you won't give yourself away. Go ahead.
Earlier you were saying when after waking up there is no memory of the dream mostly, and the entities present in the dream are no longer exist. But regarding the waking state, there are memories. Okay. And the like, you know, the buildings we see, you know, the surroundings we see, those are similar, like, you know, they are similar. Those are similar because there is a memory to, you know, to confirm that those are similar. You know, because of that, you know, because of this.
Because you know, haven't woken up from the dream that you're not the body. See, you believe you've woken up to the dream into the waking state. But the I am is what births waking state, dream state, and deep sleep. These are the three states that appear from this I am. So what you're saying is the long dream of I own this body, everything seems to be the same day after day after day. The short dream of when this body lays down at night and a dream world is projected is never the same. So how is this? Well, because the disbelief is very easily removed on waking up, but you have still believe yourself to be this body. So this body-based experience is still the dream. There's no, you can't get out of this bubble of illusion until you're no longer experiencing the illusory state. As long as you're experiencing the illusion based on this body sense, you are not escaping this. And Maharaj has said, you know, there's no, you may be speaking and listening and understand from a deeper perspective, but you're never going to get out of the illusion as long as the body is here. There's no, like, no matter, okay, I sense myself as a sense of presence and I'm absolutely formless and there's no thought and I'm just using this instrument, but that is still illusion because this instrument is available now, but won't be available once the long body dream is over.
Still, you know, it's just unclear. So dream is ending because no longer dream exists.
Exactly. But, you're, yeah.
But still waking state exists. At least, you know, waking state seems to be real because there are memories to confirm.
Okay, but take away presence and where's waking state?
No,
take the presence out of that body. Where's the waking state?
No. Yeah. And presence.
The waking state is the experience because presence clicks with the body and you say, I. That's the only reason you have a waking state. Presence clicks with the body and you say, I. The I am has appeared. And this created the illusory world, the three states of waking, dream, and deep sleep. But all of that is because of clicking with the body. You remove the presence from the body, is dead body. This body now, with no presence, we're all seeing just a lump of goo burn or bury. Is it experiencing the waking state anymore? So the body's not experiencing the waking state. The presence within the body is experiencing the waking state due to the fact that the presence is within the body. When the presence is no longer holding the body, there won't be a waking state. Sky doesn't have a waking state, or a sleep state, or a deep sleep state, or a no state, or a yes state. Nothing. It's just. And space and sky, if at all you want to compare yourself to space or sky. Space and sky are not experiencing waking state or deep sleep or anything. And once the presence is removed from the body, once this presence is no longer clicking with the body and experiencing the illusion, then the waking state is gone. There's no waking state. So the waking state came along with the body, which you are not.
That means... identifying oneself with the experience. Experience could be thought, experience could be memory, experience could be the sensation.
The main thing, oh, see, there's a lot of mind, just kill that mind. Everything that's being said, mind came along with the body. You're not body. So trying to figure it out is in the illusion and it's imagination before sticking your nose in the sand. See, the deer can be with his deer buddies and say, wow, I'll bet that water is crystal, oh, so smooth. I'm sure it's like chilled. And the other deer is like, yeah, it's going to be so delicious. We're going to go have a nice drink. And then you stick your nose in and you're no longer talking about the water because now you've experienced the reality. Once you know yourself in a real sense, you're no longer speaking about the illusion because you know that the formless presence in this body, when this body can no longer sustain that formless presence, there will be no experiencing because the experiencing came along with the body for a time, a lifespan. I am this, I am no longer this, I am nothing. But I am nothing even to say I am nothing. There, you can't because there's nothing is even a something because our mind can sit there and try to identify and label what nothing is. But nothing is your everything. There's no other thing than you. All of the knowingness of your own self came along with the body. You, like Maharaj says, matchbox and stick. The body, spirit, presence, clicked with the body. You say I. Along with I, so many illusory experiences are happening. But this is all not true. Presence leaves the body right now. Presence. We're sitting, speaking, listening. Presence leaves. dead body. That's it. And presence is no longer experiencing, waking, sleeping, dreaming. You go to sleep tonight and don't wake up, you're no longer experiencing. But you're not dead. The presence is just no longer, the body is no longer able to sustain the presence that you are. Presence didn't go anywhere. You're just no longer using this body form to experience. And all the forms are being created and destroyed, and this formlessness is just animating and moving everything around and then imagining. A lot of imagination. John, this is your son, and this is this, and this is your boss, and this is family, and this is friends, and this is, but it's all imagination. Presence, believing itself to be a body, creates the illusion of experience through the concept of separation. I'm separate from myself because now I know myself as something separate. But that's not true. That's why Maharaj rightly says, remove the body and then speak with me.
There is no need of this speaker.
There's nothing. No experience, no experiencer, no witness, no witnesser, no nothing, 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 nothing. All the things or everything is because there's some kind of a concept of I exist. There's no need for this I exist. There's existence, but existence doesn't have to know existence. But since existence knows existence using a body form, it believes that it will cease to exist when the body form ceases to exist. But existence doesn't, there's nothing. There's formlessness does not need a body. And like you said, everything's all, once you, the body, once the formlessness clicks with the body, you, the consciousness, which remember, the consciousness takes the form of whatever you're, whatever. The consciousness is just constantly taking. All of this is the same as the dream that you're having tonight. But because you're identified with this as something, and this is going to sustain that presence, that imagination will continue for as long as this body is moist. Once this body is no longer moist, then the imagination ceases. Which is you waking up from the dream, the imagination inside the dream state ceases once you wake up. But you're not actually, you're waking up within the dream of you still being something.
But you don't know that the mind doesn't continue. Even if the body is gone, the mind could still be, thoughts could still create thought forms, isn't that right? We don't know that. We don't.
I don't know. I mean, the presence doesn't think. The presence doesn't think. There's no thoughts in presence.
Where do thoughts come from then? The thoughts arise and we think they are things and they're being created somehow. And but they're not necessarily a body. They're something other than the body. So
the body is
when the body dies, what happens to thoughts? Does anybody know the answer to that?
It's all just potential, and then it appears to be something, but it's really...
What was there to be to think about?
Yeah, but you don't know what happens when the body goes. Do the thoughts go too? I don't think anybody knows the answer to that.
But what would there to be to think about? There's no, understand it, there's, you're all of everything, it's like an unmanifest that you don't know yourself, you don't know anything, there's nothing to think about, there's no ability to think, there's no, this could be, if you're saying as levels of returning, maybe, and that could be that last sense of, oh, okay, presence is feeling, the sense of presence is leaving, I no longer sense the presence, and yet I could sense the presence, I could witness presence as it was leaving, so to speak, as it was, as the body was no longer to able to sustain presence, perhaps. But see, in there comes a time where this body and presence is so one with itself that there's not a differentiation of like, oh, presence is here and presence is here. It's just presence. And yeah, it's using body. Thoughts, I don't, because even in this, there's no thought. There's no, I don't see how anything could, when the body falls, how thoughts could suddenly appear about something when there's absolutely nothing, even in using body form. There's no thought. So there's not a sense of, there's nothing carrying through or carrying over, because in right now, in this experience of sitting in this chair, there is a formlessness that's sitting in this chair because of identification or because of this body, this touch of body. But the touch of body is very light, like the clothes. Just like I'm not thinking about wearing this shirt. I could take the shirt off or keep the shirt on. It's here. Take the body off, put the body on. There's no concept of I will be separated or something will be happening. So there's no continuation. Now, perhaps if there's identification with the body form and there's a true sense of I feel like I'm dying, I feel like I'm going, then there may be a time where this mentation could continue. But there's, I mean, I could not see this experience occurring.
Thoughts can't exist on their own. They can't be on their own, right?
Well, there would have to be someone there to notice the thoughts and then identify with the thoughts that are, these are thoughts.
Right.
There's not. It's literally like you know yourself, and the more you do meditation, the more you remain with a sense of presence, the more you erase the layers of illusion, you will be the space in the room speaking and listening with no concept of a being separate.
And you can be without thoughts too.
There's no thought. I mean, they may see, that's a tricky one, because you say, oh, there's no thought. And yet I could sit there and say, oh, I'm supposed to be here Tuesday at 12 o'clock. So I put that in my phone. That's a thought. But there's no thought about something me, nor is there anything impressing, nor is there any kind of, there's it's space using a body form. As if I'm in a video game, basically. You know how you'd choose your characters in a video game and you go and you play them and you're involved with the character. You want, you know, you're moving your character around. But when it says game over, you're not like, oh my God, it's so terrible, I died. No, it's just not. So to say that there's thought occurring is just using this body form through the meditation, inviting the attention of the invisible listener, it'll erase this concept of a thinker thinking thoughts, and there will be no thoughts. There will be no thoughts about anything because there's nothing there to think about.
Can it be understood like this, sir? So the experience is happening because of the suffering, separation, as you were pointing, or identifying with the body. But that is illusion. That means that is also illusion. That means there is a question of what is going to happen to the thought. Is that what you're trying to point?
Yeah, there's no thinking, because there's no you identifying with something. Ego, so mind, intellect came along with the idea of being a body. The formlessness didn't take the body. So that when the formlessness understands that the entire world is illusion, then it's not thinking about the form-based illusion anymore, because you're just with yourself.
Unless there's a you.
There has to be a point from where the thought is creating a thinker.
But couldn't there be a thought without a thinker? There's just thought.
But your attention would immediately create identification with a thought and an interest. There's no interest. There's no relationship with thoughts. There's no, it's not like that. I mean, it's really not. That's the meditation, presence, there's no thought, there's no thinker, there's no thinking, there's no, you don't feel the pressure of body at all. You are literally the space in the room with eyes that sees what's going on inside the space, but not identified with any of the objects or any kind of objectification of your own self relating to a world. It is not like this.
So it's the relationship between the object and the thought that creates the thought. I mean, it's just some sort of separation that causes thoughts.
Your identification with being a body creates the illusion of duality and experience. You're not a body. So all the thoughts are body-based thoughts. See, the mind came along with the body. So it produces thoughts in form from the perspective, because there's a wrong perception of I'm this body experiencing this world. All my thoughts will be from this wrong perspective when I'm believing myself as an object. But when I know I'm not an object, then the thoughts about this perception of being an object with other objects, they're not there, because you're no longer perceiving from this wrong little misidentification of being someone or being something. You're not a thing. And once these ideas about being a thing are removed, then there's no thinginess between you and other things. There's nothing. You're not... There's no position from where you are. You don't have a local identification because you're... Yeah. Even the concept of using this body, there's no local identification because there's not a pressure in being a body. There's a body that can pick up this drink and put it down. But there's not a pressure of a local identification that I am drinking. This thought doesn't even come, I am drinking. There's no, it's just, okay, a motion is happening using the body form, but there's not even a thought about I'm using a body form. That's why, I've never left this body, so I don't know what it's going to be like, but I don't know that I'm going to know that I'm leaving. That you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know that concept can be impressed, that I'm leaving. There will be a cease of experiencing. Yes, there will be no longer experiencing. But there's not going to be a... Because the experience is absolutely illusion. You're formless. There's no birth. There's no death. There's no leaving, no coming, no going, no nothing. Only through the illusion of I am something. And there are other somethings, and I see these somethings born and die, because I'm identifying with the five elements in a particular form and saying it's me, because this is the first time that I know I exist. I know I exist, and I exist, and I know this existence through this form. But that's why Maharaj, knowing his existence through that form, said, oh yes, but you're the existence, not the form. An existence existed, whether it knows it exists or not. It is. So you are that. And you are that can be, as it can be discerned very quickly, as the sense of presence and everything that is not presence. Because everything that's not presence is just occurring within the presence, because presence is formless. There's no anything. And it's only the egoistic idea of I that wants to continue, but it's not real, so how can it continue? You know, it's like John wants to continue, but John isn't. There is no John. So how is this illusory John going to continue? And yet this egoistic sense of self does wish to continue, because I know myself, I wish to continue as myself. But This is not true. There is no continuation of that which is not. That's why I think it's very nice that they say Maya, but then we start to identify and label Maya. We say Maya is illusion. Even we're all discussing illusion and trying from the perspective of an illusory appearance, creating some kind of reality in the illusion using imagination, that I somehow, this illusion is important, or this illusion is it's illusion, but illusion is nothing. There's like we talked about, the deer could sit and imagine how the water will be, but once you put your nose in, it's sand. So you know yourself in a real sense, since a formless presence, okay, all of this world is illusion. Immediately, it doesn't impress anymore. If I truly believe, though, that when John leaves the body, some part of John continues, but John isn't real.
Yeah, that's a construct.
Yeah, that's like what we talked about. If you woke up in the morning and all the people in your dream were at the side of your bed protesting that they did not want their life to end. How dare you wake up? All these guys, you think about it. All the people in your dream are protesting that you woke up and their life is ending. Or worse, they know you're the dreamer and they gather around and they say, please don't wake up. We love our life. Don't wake up. If you wake up, we won't be here anymore. We really enjoy being here. Because they now know that you're the dreamer and they think that somehow you can control the dream. But you wake up and they're gone. And that's it. But they never were. There's an appearance for a time. And that appearance, all the body forms, all the five elements appear and disappear, create and destroy within the formlessness that you are. So you're not a specific form, you're all the forms.
Well, it all
at the district they talk about all the five elements they receive back into themselves. Go ahead.
It's 8:30, so I think the forms are going to have to disappear.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, indeed. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank all you. Right. Good, good, good. Bye-bye. Shai Guru.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.